Okay, so let's get started. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to my session. Similar as last year and the year before, I spent some time here talking about SUSE Alp, and I would like to update you about what is new about this project and what you can expect in the coming future. My name is Jiří Šrajn. I'm with SUSE since more than 20 years. Recent history as release manager and as architect for the SUSE Alp initiative. I will here first talk a bit about the history of the project, then how we are going on with the development, what is going on. I will talk about the products which are already released, as you learned yesterday from Luboš's talk, or products which are going to be released. Since we have some new people with SUSE who are working on the project, I would like to introduce them here, especially because some of them are physically present here and you can talk to them in person. And since, unlike last year, we are not hosting a roast session, I believe we will have enough time for Q&A. So how it started, and how it started at the Open SUSE conference here 2 years ago. I believe, I hope that some of you still remember when I had a talk here shared with Axel. He is here today. Yeah, hi Axel. For me, the biggest observation from already preparing this talk was that the pain expressed by Axel for the Open SUSE community based on the Leap product, it's pretty much the same as we are trying, or were at that point of time already trying to solve in SUSE. And this showed that there is a chance for doing the same for mutual benefits. The approach which we were trying to take was simply to decouple what is the part of the base operating system and what are the applications which you are trying to run on the operating system, so that you can keep a rock solid stable core of the system and update your desktop to whatever is the bleeding edge, or the other way around. You may need the latest kernel for your hardware enablement, but all the runtime you need to have stable environment. While 2 years back we were thinking that this would be the only way to run the workloads on the new code base, we realized that there is still a lot of workloads which need to keep running in the traditional way. So that means that we are not really focusing on running, on putting everything into containers or separating everything from the system what is possible, but we want to keep it open for applications which cannot be containerized, really to run directly on the operating system and benefit from all the updates compared to the SLE 15 code base. As I said, the code name ALP, I want to make once clear what ALP is and what ALP is not. We started using the adaptable Linux platform word, or the ALP abbreviation, to calling the code stream. ALP was never meant to be a product which would be that name. We from day zero planned that there will be multiple products built from this code base. And if ALP itself is part of the code, of the name of the product or not, that was a minor topic. But there was never meant a product which would be called ALP or Adaptable Linux Platform. As Luboš mentioned yesterday, we recently internally renamed the code stream of from ALP to SUSE Linux Framework 1. So again, do not get confused. If you hear about ALP and about SUSE Linux Framework 1, it is the same. And again, it is not a product. It is the word we use for the code stream. So, what has happened recently in this project, in the development of the project? You probably noticed that we as SUSE released publicly released several prototypes of the platform, which in fact added a bit to the confusion about ALP possibly being a product, but those really were demos of the new code base, not only a product. What probably caused some confusion as well is that we only released the transactional system variant of the platform. As I talked here already to some of you, the platform doesn't mean it's transactional only. We have both options. We can have product which is transactional, like SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro or Leap Micro, or we can have classic products which have normal read-write root file system, and you can keep operating them the same way with as you do with Leap. We started the development in the open build service, buildopensuse.org, so that we did as much as possible. We did all the development really public. Anybody could look at our hands while we were preparing the prototypes. And what did the prototypes include? They included the base operating system, and as finding what can be successfully run in the container, it included several subsystems or several workloads for the demo purposes in containers. This way we found out that, for example, you can even run FirewallD in container. You can, whether it makes sense is of course a different topic. Yes, what had to happen, unfortunately, was that we, while we would be really happy to do everything completely in open, we had to move the future development into our internal infrastructure. We need to be able to get the product certified. We need, for compliance reasons, to have the infrastructure completely maintained by SUSE employees without allowing anybody from the outside community. So because of that, it was probably the only way how we could proceed. Still, we are committed to provide everything out of SUSE and mirror the binaries as well as sources which we use for building the platform and the products to hosts which are available outside of the SUSE internal network. One change which we are still somehow in the middle of implementing internally is storing all sources in a Git repository. What we hope in the future is that this will ease the contribution for pretty much everybody, because if you are new and want to start contributing, you probably know how to use Git, but there is chance that you never heard about the open build service. Okay, you probably have, but if you are not living in the SUSE and open SUSE ecosystem, you might not have. We are using it internally to storing the sources, and we will also be mirroring the Git repositories to src.opensuse.org, which means they, as soon as we get the code into the code base, it will be also available for any of you or anybody from the OpenSUSE community. So let me have a look at the products which we already have. Luboš yesterday already mentioned the release of SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro 6.0, which is a new version of SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro. The previous version was 5.5, and it is new. It is the first product, first SUSE product, which we built from this SLFO code base. I will talk about one interesting feature a bit later, but there is one thing which you might have noted as we developed the product. In the past, we always first released SLES 15 service pack, which was followed by leap 15.x, and only based from this code base, we derived SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro. Now, with this new code stream, we have the code base from the beginning, including everything that is needed for both traditional and transactional systems. So, and we decided to start really with the rather smaller product, and Micro being the first product built from the code base. And as Luboš mentioned yesterday, the OpenSUSE project released the OpenSUSE counterpart of SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro, OpenSUSE Leap Micro 6.0. It is pretty much the same code base, the same set of features, the same packages, but built from, but packaged as the OpenSUSE product. I would like to talk about one interesting feature which we have with the new code base, which is full disk encryption. I guess you all know, if you want to encrypt the disk, how it is annoying that you always need to type the password for decryption of the device. You probably need to type it several times, once for the bootloader, then for the kernel, because the kernel itself is already on the encrypted partition. With using the TPM chip of the system on the x86-64 platform, we can seal the encryption key in the chip, which means that as long as you don't remove the disk from the host and try to read it elsewhere, you get the can get the decryption done automatically without any of your interaction, which makes it usable for hosts which are running somewhere in a data center that you typically cannot go and enter the password one by one for your server room. When the disk is moved elsewhere or removed from the machine, you don't have access to the encryption key, so your only way to decrypt and get access it is to enter the password. So it's a secure way to store the disk. The data on your disk without any hassle, as long as your system is otherwise secured. This feature is in SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro. It's in Leap Micro. It will be available in our future products as well. Speaking about our future products, which we plan on the platform. Obviously, we are planning that SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16 as the next as a successor of the SLES 15 products. We are currently planning it in the second half of next year, so second half of 2025. This product will, as the code base allow, not be transactional, so we will get a product, the standard server for workloads which for any reason you don't want or cannot put into containers. We are currently finalizing the scope of the product, which is matching what Luboš was also saying yesterday, that when building Leap on top of this product, the community or the OpenSUSE project will have a bit more freedom, that you can put some of the components to the code base yourself, instead of grabbing what we as SUSE provide. You may ask about our desktop plans. Currently, we do not plan any successor of the SUSE Linux Enterprise desktop or other desktop products on the Framework 1 code base. This, however, does not mean that there will be no desktop available at all. We will have some limited desktop available as part of the SUSE Linux Enterprise server, but as I said in the previous slide, I unfortunately cannot tell you right now the exact scope of how much of the desktop technologies we will have in the product. And last but not least, we are still investing into containerizing stuff. We are continuing on the new platform with the base container images, SUSE BCI. And we are planning to expand the list of the available images based on what are the needs of our users, customers, or even the community. And with that, I would like to introduce you some of the new faces with the team. Not everybody is unfortunately here, but some of them are. So I would like to say hello, and I have them here in the first row. To Prokop Vlašín, who is the release manager of SUSE Linux Enterprise Micro and the container product. Behind him, we have Gustavo, who is also a release manager, supporting Prokop and Libor more on the technical front. And unfortunately, Libor Mikšík, who will be the release manager of the SUSE Linux Enterprise Server 16, is not available here. All these guys, the release managers, are getting great help from the release engineers. So we have here Giacomo Leidi, and and Eugenio Paolo Antonio. And in the background, we also have some architects, so I guess I don't need to introduce myself. Frederick, who is... come on. equally, I think I don't need to introduce Richard as a distribution architect. He also introduced it himself yesterday here on the stage, and he will continue today. And unfortunately, we don't have here Frederik Rozát and Olaf Kirch. Okay. And with that, we have about 10 minutes left for your questions. So if you have any question, please grab the microphone and ask.
Not really a question, but just one detail about features in between Slim Micro and Leap Micro. So Slim Micro has some components which are free. It's for anything for Rancher. And that one we do not have. There I would forward people to use Slim Micro. It's part of the, you know, S3, part of the Rancher offering. Otherwise, we have pretty much everything.
Yeah. Yeah, but Luboš, on the other hand, nobody prevents anybody who is in the room to build the missing parts, because all the sources, all the binaries, everything from Sleep Micro is available for anybody. So, and it is the same. We built some we built images with specific content. But if you, for your use case, need to include in the images something additional or remove something that is there, but for your use case it's not necessary, you can always build your own image and use this one. Any other question? Come on, last year you managed to fill an hour with questions. Okay, thank you, Luboš.
I hope that somebody will eventually step up. So we had some complaints about lack of traditional installer for Micro. I personally use self-install, so I'm not the use case, but I know that some do, and we have this amazing new installer, and it can install Micro. So why don't we use that for these people who, you know, really want installer?
I do not have direct data from talking to customer, but the information I got was that the customers who are using Sleep Micro, the older versions, they most of them really deploy the images. They do not use the installer. You are right that we have the self-install from Kiwi, which is pretty much the image and the DD wrapped in an ISO. So it's not really a fully featured installer. The Agama installer is currently under development. I'm not saying that we never include it in Micro, but at the moment I'm not aware of any plan or any requirements to ship Sleep Micro 6.0 as installable ISO other than the Kiwi self-installer. On the other hand, you are right that we are still lacking some specific use cases for like installing to a network storage, which you need to activate first. The Kiwi self-installer is very easy, simple, limited in the functionality. But as I said, I'm not aware of really specific use case which or specific customer request asking for the classic ISO installer. So if there are no more questions, then we can finish now. If any question crosses your mind during this morning, this afternoon. Unfortunately, I myself are leaving today afternoon. You can reach out to me, ask over lunch or whenever you find me. You can also talk to the guys which I introduce you right now. And otherwise, I guess, see you about your future updates on the SUSE Alp next year. Okay, so. Thank you.